So the Marsden is being turned into a cancer hub where other surgeons can come to carry out operations. How serious is the issue?
Okay, so when the pandemic started, we realised pretty quickly that some of the large acute hospitals were going to be heavily overburdened with COVID, and in order to continue to offer cancer surgery, we aim to develop the Marsden and some of the independent sector capacity to provide ongoing availability of surgery. And we did this in conjunction with NHS England and other centres in London. So there were three hubs, cancer hubs created, one at the Marsden and the Cromwell, and then Guy's and St Tommy's and University College all created a hub so that we continue to offer cancer surgery. So we now have a situation where surgeons from 10 different acute trusts in West London are operating at the Royal Marsden and the Cromwell in order to keep going with urgent cancer surgery. And it's worked very well. So we've got, for instance, on Monday this week, we had eight different teams from eight different hospitals all operating under at the Marsden and providing ongoing surgery, which has been really key, because if we hadn't been able to do that, then a lot of urgent surgery would have been delayed.
What difficulties are doctors and patients facing at this time?
Well, it's something that we've never faced before. I mean, the NHS has never been faced with a global pandemic before, so it's been hugely challenging. But the NHS has really, I think, risen to the challenge and continued to provide outstanding care for patients throughout the pandemic. One of the issues we've seen, though, is that patients are not attending or are avoiding coming to hospital potentially when they need it. And so we've seen a decrease in cancer referrals and a decrease in A&E attendances. And one of the messages we want to get out there is if patients are worried and if they think they have symptoms that may be related to a cancer, they should see their GP or they should access the healthcare system by dialing 111, just as they would previously, because the NHS is open for business, and we're still continuing to treat all the things we treated before the pandemic. So if people are worried and they have urgent concerns, they should definitely access their GPs or the healthcare system.
Why aren't people going to GPs?
I think the issue is that we've been told to stay home and to stay safe, and the lockdown message has been very clear, and obviously that is very important. But equally important is, if they do have serious concerns or symptoms that they're worried about, these aren't necessarily just going to go away. And so it is important that they contact us or contact their GP, so that they can be appropriately investigated, and those who do have cancer can be diagnosed as early as possible.
So there's a suspected increase in people dying from cancer because they aren't going to the doctor. How much do we know about the statistics and how big the problem is?
Well, there have been some papers published in the last week which have modelled what the outcomes might be, but the papers really have been modelled on what would happen if we provided no ongoing cancer care, and that's not the reality. We have provided ongoing cancer care, and we continue to provide ongoing cancer care. But equally, if people do ignore symptoms or feel that they need to stay at home because they've been told to stay at home to stay safe, it could result in the delay of a cancer diagnosis. And so that's what we're trying to avoid, and we're hoping that we can get the message across that the NHS remains open and that we're continuing to treat. And, patients should, as I said before, just access their GP. GPs are open, the hospitals are open, and we have capacity to treat.
So the 10th annual Marsden March was due to be this weekend, and now it's going to take place in September. How important is the Marsden March to your fundraising?
Is a really key part of our Royal Marsden Cancer Charities fundraising. It's been running for 10 years, and we raise about £1 million or more a year from the Royal Marsden March, and it's fantastically supported by our patients, by our staff, and all the friends of the Marsden and the charity. So it's obviously it's very sad that we can't conduct the march as we would have done this weekend, but obviously there's very good reasons why we can't. But we're very keen that the march does happen in September. And also right now we've got the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity's got an appeal going to support the hospital through the pandemic, and that's been a key issue. It's been key for us and you know, enabling us to purchase new equipment that we need to deal with the pandemic. And so the charity's really been great in supporting us.
When you say you've got this appeal going and you're trying to buy new equipment, how much of a financial deficit are you seeing and what will this money do?
Well, we don't know how much of a financial deficit we're going to see, but obviously there are significant costs involved in dealing with this COVID pandemic. And, you know, for instance, the charity is allowing us to buy a piece of machinery to provide testing capacity on site, which will be very important as we manage going through the pandemic, because, you know, currently we're having to send our COVID samples to other laboratories, so we don't have the capacity to do it at the Royal Marsden. So things like that are really key to how we manage this going forward. The important thing is about getting the message out to patients that cancer care is open, and if they're concerned, they should contact us and get into the system.